Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's a 22-plus, in her 23rd year with us. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's an attorney. She's a tax attorney. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes, the Bible for Small Business Taxes. She's the author of a whole bunch of other books like Startup Guide, Home-Based Business Startup Guide, also Smooth Failing. She's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you back as always, Barbara. Thank you for your abiding support over the years. We couldn't do without you. So let's get right into the deadlines. We've got a big one coming up any minute now, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. September 15 is the deadline for calendar year S corporations and partnerships to file their 2019 return if they obtained an extension. Mm-hmm. So no more extensions available. File the returns. Send out the Schedule K-1s.
S-Corps and?
Partnerships.
Partnerships. Not LLCs, because they're more like personal, right?
No, LLCs that have two or more members who file as partners. They
as
file
partners.
Partnership
okay.
returns.
All right.
So that would include them as well, but
LLC.
Not the one member.
Yeah,
LLC.
Not the individuals, because they're more personal. Not personal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, of course, C-Corp. C-Corp's got till October 15th, right? The regular.
Correct, like individuals.
They did that. And those are recent changes, folks. Those are in the last year or two. So if you've got an S-Corp like most small businesses have, if you're legal or LLC, an organization, LLC, you've got a company that just happens to be formed as an LLC, that's coming up on the 15th. You got to get it in. You got to at least file. And that's the extension. That's the end of your extension, right? That's not your date. That's your extension date.
No more extension. Late filing penalties will start to accrue, so you don't want to pay penalties.
That's the other thing you got to remember. You got three things going on there. You got your taxes you got to pay if you haven't already. You got to pay if you don't file. You got to pay a late penalty for filing, and then if you don't pay, you got to pay interest on that. So you got three different pots of money you got to come up with if you don't file.
That's absolutely true, and I think even more important than just filing the returns, I think what's affecting small business owners is that September 15 is the deadline for the third installment of estimated tax.
Yeah.
For 2020.
That's four.
And that's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a biggie because especially
we
made the two installments in July 15th,
mm-hmm.
and now it's September 15th, 2 months later, and we're required to make our third payment. So
yeah, you know, this is they gave us some time back in April, but the truth is, you know, I'm sure there were some companies that really did help because they were, I mean, I'm sure in April there were some people that could really benefit from putting that thing off, the payroll tax deadline off for 3 months, but it still came due 3 months later. And now we've got this right on top. And is there any? Are there any abatements left now? I'm trying to remember. Is there anything that's been put off? There isn't, is there?
The only delay in the deadlines are for people who have been impacted by certain natural disasters,
mm-hmm.
like Hurricane Laura, the California wildfires.
Right.
So the IRS does have a website where it posts the situations, the events that trigger an extension. And so the folks, unfortunately, the people who have been subjected to these horrible events do have more time to file their returns.
So if you're just in that geographical area, even if you've not been impacted, can you claim that? Can you
yes.
ask for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they'll just
yes.
let us look at your zip code basically and say, okay, that's reasonable.
That's right. It's if you're in the area that's been declared a federal disaster area.
Mm-hmm. It'll be by state or county or parish or whatever, depending on where you are. Go ahead.
You know, speaking of disasters, I think it's interesting to keep in mind that if you have been impacted by a disaster and your insurance doesn't cover your loss and you have a significant tax loss, you can choose to claim the loss on the prior year return. So if you had a disaster in 2020, you can put it on a 2019 return and get a refund.
And that's new.
So
that's one of the new rules, isn't it?
No, that's not a new rule. It's been around. I think that people just haven't been thinking about it because it's just not a topic. But now that businesses are struggling and people are struggling, we've been thinking about, well, how can I get money back from the government? And we can talk perhaps in the next segment about other refund opportunities.
That's right. Absolutely. We're going to do that, folks. Try to put some money in your bank. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.